KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, just a few sprinkles outside the KJAN studios. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms today at a high of 68. For the past 24 hours, essentially the past couple of hours here in Atlantic, we have received 7/100ths of an inch of rainfall. In the news, discarded smoking materials are being blamed for a small deck fire Thursday evening in Atlantic. Firefighter Gene Schmeling told KJAN News the damage to the deck at 806 Locust was minimal. The incident was originally dispatched as an overturned grill that landed on a deck and caught it on fire. It was reported just before 6:30 p.m. No other details are currently available. A doctor who became infected with Ebola while working in Liberia has arrived at a Nebraska hospital for treatment. Dr. Rick Sacro was driven by ambulance to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha after landing a little after 6 a.m. today at Offutt Air Force Base just south of Omaha. His ambulance went into a hospital receiving bay and vanished from public view at around 6:40 a.m. Sacro will begin treatment in the hospital's 10-bed special isolation unit, the largest of four such units in the U.S. Dr. Mark Rupp is medical director of infectious controls at the hospital in Omaha, where Sacro will be treated.
I am very confident that we can care for this patient safely. This is a specially designed unit. It's locked, it's secured, it's separated physically.
Sacro, the patient, is a faculty member of the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He went on a mission trip to Liberia in August to work in a hospital there and was diagnosed with Ebola early this week. He'll be treated in what's called the Biocontainment Patient Care Unit at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Jeffrey Gold, the chancellor at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, says the unit is one of a few in a country that's equipped to deal with a patient suffering from an infectious disease like Ebola.
We have been preparing for this type of event for a very long time. This is not a surprise that we're being called to serve in this way.
Gold says not only will Sacro receive world-class care, but all other patients, staff, faculty, and visitors at the hospital will be completely protected and safe. Sacro's wife told reporters in Boston yesterday that her husband is very ill, but was able to walk onto the plane that carried him out of Africa. A U.S. doctor and an American nurse who contracted Ebola while on mission trips to Africa were flown to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta last month for treatment. Dr. Sacro, the third American to be diagnosed with the disease, is a 51-year-old family doctor who has made many trips to Liberia in the past 20 years. He was not treating Ebola patients during his most recent trip, but was working in another part of the hospital. He got a fever last Friday and put himself in isolation while tests were done to confirm the Ebola diagnosis. A judge in Pottawatomie County has issued a continuance in the trial of an Oakland man charged with first-degree murder. Judge James Richardson ruled Wednesday the trial for 63-year-old Robert A. Reynolds will be held October 14th instead of September 30th. Reynolds' attorney has until September 26th to file pretrial papers. It's the fifth time the trial date has been changed since the original date of July the 1st. Reynolds has pleaded not guilty to the murder charge. Authorities say during the early morning hours of April 9th, Reynolds allegedly shot to death in his Oakland home, 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey, a resident of rural Cass County. During an interview with law enforcement, Reynolds allegedly admitted that he and Kincaid Dorsey had a verbal dispute inside the home and that he left the area to locate a firearm, which he then allegedly used to fatally shoot Kincaid Dorsey. Three other people in the home at the time of the incident occurred were not injured. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reports a Stanton man was arrested this week following an investigation that began in July with regard to incidents of thefts from multiple jurisdictions within Iowa and Missouri. Authorities say 48-year-old Thane Alvin Kinnison of Stanton was arrested on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for fourth-degree theft, as well as felony possession of stolen property, and for being a felon in possession of a firearm or offensive weapon. Kinnison also faces possible charges from the Shenandoah Police Department and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. During their investigation, officers executed a search warrant Wednesday at 2569 O Avenue, south of Stanton. Officials recovered various stolen items related to the investigation, as well as a weapon and items related to the Department of Natural Resources violations. Authorities in southwest Iowa say an alcohol sales compliance check Wednesday in Council Bluffs revealed clerks at 3 out of 9 businesses checked sold alcohol to minors. The check was conducted during an undercover operation by members of the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, who utilized an 18-year-old female and a 19-year-old male in the sting, who attempted to make purchases of alcohol. Officials say because they sold alcohol to persons underage, the following persons acting as sales clerks in Council Bluffs were cited: Mindy Jo Johnson, an employee of Bedonkeronk's on South 24th Street, Wendy Helen, an employee of the Goldmine Lounge, and Hannah Wenchel, an employee of the Fiddlin' Monkey. An employee of a business who sells booze to a minor faces a $500 civil penalty or 14-day suspension for the first violation or first violation within 2 years. The business owner faces a similar fine. Authorities say the task force will continue to conduct these types of undercover operations in the future to make sure that local businesses are in compliance. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Rita Hughes Burke, age 71, of Denver, Colorado, and formerly of the Adair-Casey area, died August 23rd in Denver. Graveside services for Rita Burke will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Dolores Davis, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Dolores Davis will be held Monday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Etta Chesterman, age 86, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Etta Chesterman will be on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. M. Lucille Plummer, age 95, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Lucille Plummer will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Merwin Brown, age 81, of Beaumont, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson in Elkhorn from noon until 4 p.m. on September the 20th. And Steve Savage, age 66, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Hospice House in Creston. Private family services for Steve Savage will be held. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is assisting the family with arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.